Move the furniture. It's setup time. Ground floor of the building where I work. Actually, not for anything the radio stations are doing. It's not free ice cream day. That's once a quarter on Fridays. Today is something I know absolutely nothing about.
What we have around us right now are crystal singing bowls, Tibetan chimes, and an ocean drum.
Yeah, told you last week this would either be car restore or yogi, and we're going to be super calm at the end of this because we're going with the second one. Today, we're taking a sound bath. This is Do You Work Here. You know what a sound bath is? Great. I didn't either until this. You can call it that or sound healing. And we'll explain basically as you hear the class happen behind us, including some nice low-key pre-game music. This is all about meditating, relaxing, calming down. We're going to meet a couple people. First up, Susie Q. That is one of those Tibetan chimes.
So I would say that I'm a Renaissance woman. I was a professional dancer for superstars for a quarter of a century. Through the entertainment industry, I found Kundalini yoga, which in one part is sound healing.
So we're in the conference room downstairs waiting for the people to show. She's got the big blanket out, sitting kind of crisscross applesauce, got all the stuff she's going to use around her.
What we have around us right now are crystal singing bowls, Tibetan chimes, and an ocean drum. The ocean drum is something that really relaxes my nervous system.
You want to hear some of that? Sure. There's these little beads in there. They kind of roll around. The bowls are pretty. Quartz, different sizes. There's a stick thing called a mallet. You strike the side, makes a noise. You go around the rim, makes a noise. That's how we start.
Okay, so a sound bath is vibrational entrainment. And what I mean by that is the vibrations of these different bowls have different frequencies. And we have frequencies in our bodies that align with them. So you'll notice if you have a tuning fork and you have two tuning forks of the same frequency, if you hit one, the other one will start vibrating. This way, we take these frequencies and we vibrate them so that then the internal organs, the systems, the blood can then vibrate in tune with these frequencies and bring you into a more holistic state.
Now, up to you whether you want to subscribe to that or not, but that's the concept, okay? Everything's got a vibration. You want to be in balance. If you don't buy it, maybe you'll like this. It's also nice to just relax once in a while.
I'd say the main system we're working with is the nervous system. And being able to take people from that fight-flight mode into the relax, restore, digest mode.
That's the mode I want to be in.
So I'll start with the bowls, and sometimes I like to start with just little taps.
Then it's around the side, and see if you can hear what I hear when it's kind of going wah, 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 wah. It's a technical term. Do you like it? I kind of like it. People are going to come in soon, get on their mats, close their eyes. Everybody lays down. She does this in front of 20, 30 people, moves around the room. So she's going to do that while we go and meet Jessica Kang.
I have a business called Yogis on the Move. It's a mobile wellness company where we service corporate offices, luxury high-rises, hotels.
Ta-da! That's why we're here. This building has one of the contracts. So does my apartment, I realized, so I could have done this one at home.
We originally started off just teaching yoga because I am a yoga teacher, and then it just slowly expanded into spin classes, HIIT, and anything and everything you could think of.
They're teaching morning to night, NorCal to SoCal. Southern California, we're always hearing, oh, do you do yoga? You should do yoga. Here's the kind of yoga I do. Give me the elevator pitch.
So as we get older, and right now there's a whole bunch of articles that says sitting is now the new smoking. So if you sit behind a desk,
you sit in a car in traffic, you sit in a radio studio for 5 hours a day, it's not good.
Exactly. Everyone could do yoga, even sitting down in a chair. We do chair yoga for therapy yoga. So whatever excuse that you have for not trying yoga, we have an answer for that. I always ask some of my students, well, what do you think is stronger, a big, thick boulder or a bamboo stick? and they always pick the boulder, but the boulder cracks, it breaks. Bamboo has malleability, has flexibility, and it goes with the flow. So you want your body to have that malleability and that strength to go with the flow. So it could be as easy as picking up a pair of clothes from the floor and you'll, you know, put your back out.
The thing I've heard from newbies, intimidating to be around the super flexible people when I'm straining to touch my toes. I feel like they're watching me. So, like, you're not going to stare at me, right?
Here's the thing. Everyone is so into their own self. No one's going to be looking at you.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to say everyone's self-absorbed thinking about themselves, but, you know, if you go into a really well-taught yoga class, teacher will try to get you honed into your own self-awareness, body, breath, to where you'll be too busy listening to the teacher rather than looking around and trying to judge people. So I guarantee you, people will not be snickering and talking about you. That is in our own mind. It's our own ego that keeps us from showing up on the mat.
Well, we'll get back to our mats. Whole thing took about a half an hour, although I was skeptical it was relaxing. Lights were low, AC was on, kind of like a drift off to sleep, kind of relaxing. I did ask Susie, though, about people going by saying, what are they doing in there?
I'm used to it, you know, and whether it was my looks, how I dressed, what I was interested in, I've always been on the fringe. If you don't try it, how do you know? You know, sometimes I talk to people, they say, oh yeah, I tried yoga once and I didn't like it. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. And that's kind of like saying, I tried food once and I didn't like it. Because there's lots of different types of food, there's different restaurants, there's different cooks. Try different types.
Maybe that's the theme. Whether you meet a traveling yogi or not, try something different this weekend. Get your mind away from the phone and the email. Unless you got a job like this, which is pretty low key.
Immediately, there is a relief. It's something that I love. The gift that I can give people is that immediate relief. And then my wish for them is that they find a way to continue to create that opportunity for relaxation.
Thanks for listening. Next week, taking engines out of cars at the auto shop. Now, breathe out.